Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Just want to be up front with you. It's kind of storming right now. Storming like a mofo. I know that makes me sound weird as hell. It makes me sound like a douchebag. But here, listen. I don't know if you can hear that or not. I don't know if my mic screen is picking it up. I really don't care. But I just want to welcome you to the Tuttle Daily Podcast and let you know we're kind of changing things up a little bit here. I know I want to first start off by saying I want to apologize to every single person out there that has been having difficulties downloading the Tuttle Daily Podcast I've been hearing complaints from all single platforms like Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, just every single place. Now, the only thing I could think of that it had something to do with Podomatic. Now, I had my producer, my very great producer, Vulture, contact Podomatic. Podomatic does have pretty good customer support. I will admit that. But I don't know why these hosting companies screw around and mess with the RSS feeds and stuff. But I've heard that it's been fixed. I haven't gotten any complaints today when it comes to people having a problem streaming or downloading the show. Now, if you're ever having problems like on an iPhone or an Android or whatever, make sure that you always try to update your phones. Update the software. There's a reason why they're updating the software. I know a lot of people try to stay away from updating the software and stuff. No, don't do that. Just do it. Because all the other apps, they're just not going to mesh with each other at all. I don't even know if you guys can hear this rain because it is loud as hell. I know that I can hear it. I'm going to go back and listen to this. Hell, I could be doing all this audio for nothing. Anyways, one of the new things that we're going to be doing, not doing commercial breaks anymore. So if the shows are going to seem a little bit shorter, it's because you're not having to sit through commercials. Now, I will talk about my sponsors, but let's be honest, guys. You guys aren't listening to the commercials. I mean, some of you might be, so I don't want to paint with a broad brush when it comes to the whole deal. But let's be honest, you guys are fast-forwarding through the commercials, so now I'm just going to randomly, you know, and I'm not going to harp on it. It's going to be a 30-second to 45-second in content live read that I'm going to start doing now. So it's not going to be anything a big difference, but you're also not going to have to sit through all the stupid liners to check out all the stuff that I got going on because I'm just going to tell you about it because I was thinking about that. You know, I was watching stuff on demand. Or stuff that I've recorded. And you know what I do? I fast forward through all the commercials. And I was like, the podcast that I'm doing, it's on demand. So are people really even listening to the people that are spending their hard-earned money? Like, for example, IanHannahHomes.com. If you or somebody you know is looking to buy or sell a house in the Flagler, Volusia, Brevard County, you need to go to IanHannahHomes.com. Ian Hanna, the dude is a masterpiece. He is an artist when it comes to doing any of the drone footage. And here in the state of Florida, the roof is one of the most important things that you're going to want to get. So you're going to want that drone footage to be able to see if the house you're buying has a good roof, or you're trying to sell it and the people that are trying to buy your house want to see that roof. So go to IanHannaHomes.com. That right there. Just give you a prime example. It didn't seem too long. It didn't seem too forced. So what I'm trying to say is that's how things are going to go. And I'm also going to give you a little inside little tip. Wait, before I even go into the onside little tip, one of the things that I did want to talk about was that even with all the issues with the downloads and everything, I just had the best week. Ooh, that's a close lightning storm. Yeah, it has been pretty bad here. And, you know, we're not called the lightning capital of the world for anything, for no reason. But what I'm trying to say, though, is that the past week, I have had over 1,500 downloads a day. And that's not even counting the live streams. So the reason I'm bringing that up, I'm not trying to, like, self-floss or brag or say that I'm better than anybody else, even though that I'm doing my, I just saw that lightning strike. I'm sorry. I get distracted by lightning. I don't want to be one of those poor souls that gets killed by a lightning strike. Because I'd be like, I could get hit by lightning, but I can't win the goddamn lottery. But I just want to thank all of you guys that have helped me go to the next level when it comes to the podcast, because the downloads have been through the roof. And if I'm just being honest, it's because of my appearance on the Tom and Dan show last Monday. Because that is where all of my downloads just skyrocketed. Now, I also know that that level's not going to hold steady for the longest amount of time, because I'm not able to tell how many subscribers and stuff that I have on the show. Whoa! Okay. I saw that one in the rearview mirror. I don't know if you guys could even hear that. Hold on. I'm going to stop this and see if you could hear that I have on the show. Whoa! Yeah, you could definitely hear that. Holy crap. You know, we've been having some awfully bad lightning storms over here on the coast. We really don't get a lot of these big, humongous lightning storms, because a lot of stuff with the sea breeze and everything goes straight to the middle of the state of Florida. But my God almighty, that one was close. And you guys saw the video that I posted maybe like a month or two ago, where we had a lightning strike that caught a shed and a tree on fire, and a bunch of propane tanks and stuff blew up. But my God, that one, it was scary as hell. Listen to this. Whoa. All right, sorry. I really did not mean to get sidetracked there. But, I mean, back to what I was saying is that the downloads have been absolutely through the roof. I know they're going to go down, because a lot of people that are just figuring out the Tuttle Daily Podcast, that are trying to catch up on everything that I've done, got to remember, like, I mean, I think today is going to be maybe show number 480. Think about that, guys. I am about to be coming up on my 500th show. And there was a while there, like I said, once again, bragging, I went about 6 months and I did not miss a single show at all. I even did Saturdays and Sundays. So that is why I'm ahead of the game. Plus, I've also, like, put out some of the other episodes that I thought were really, really good YouTube live streams. And by the way, if you haven't already done it, make sure you go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. Hit the subscribe button, and as well as that bell button, because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to any time I go live or I upload any brand new content. And I've been making a lot of extra income off of the YouTube channel, and I can't thank you guys enough. Like, seriously, I am still getting to do what I like to do. It might not be on terrestrial radio, but I'm now happy. Like, you know, I like I said a couple of days ago, you know, like the Marines like to say, Marines only go forward. They do not go backwards. And I'm not trying to compare myself to somebody in the military or anything like that, but that's a great motto. That's a motto that everybody should just live by. Not just the military. Everybody should. Don't go backwards. Move forwards. Move forwards. God, I sound like a complete idiot. No wonder I didn't get that Atlanta job. But back to what I was saying is that everybody is going to start listening and trying to catch up. That I'm not saying that, oh, I've finally made it. I finally made it. No, that's going to level off and then it's going to dip back down. It's kind of like, you know, bending the curve or flattening the curve, you know, since we've all been going through the pandemic and stuff. Flattening the curve is very, very important, except when you're in podcasting. But what I'm trying to say, though, is that a lot of people that probably just found out about the Tuttle Daily podcast now are trying to catch up because there are a lot of episodes out there for you guys to be able to listen to. So that's why my numbers have been through the roof, and I know that they're not going to last. I know yesterday's show was me and Ciroc. Me and Ciroc ended up talking. We ended up recording that Friday night, and I waited until Monday to post it because, like I said, then my downloads have been through the roof, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to save this until Monday. But I haven't had a chance to talk to you about the Florida Gators football game against the Alabama Crimson Tide. I know that they lost, and I know, like, if you're a true sports fan, that there's no such thing as moral victories. But you know what, though? I don't play for the team. I never went to that college because a lot of people love to, you know, bust my balls and say, oh, why are you so crazy and gung-ho about the University of Florida Gators football team or any of their sports? I mean, I watch religiously, I'll be honest, okay? Football, I don't miss a game. Basketball, not so much. Baseball, there's just way too many games. So what I'm trying to say is that, yeah, it's mostly football. And a lot of people are like, well, why? You didn't go there. You don't know anybody there. No, that's where my dad's from. I've talked about this. This was a very, very important ball game. And see, I'm already starting to get emotional. Like, it makes me seem like such a bitch sometimes. Because, like, I'll be doing fine. The first two games I knew that we were going to win. And I don't want you to think that I'm crying because we lost. No, I'm crying that my dad did not get to see that game over the weekend. And yes, I know that they lost, but I really do think he would have been proud of the Gators. My dad was from Gainesville, and it's just something, like, I did not miss a game. Like, this, starting with the Florida Atlantic game, the USF game, and the Alabama game, these are the first three games of my life that I've ever had to watch without my dad. And, you know, like, this is why a lot of people hate sports fans, because they just got to be dicks. They got to be dicks. You know, if you are a true supporter of mine and we follow each other on social media and you listen to the podcast, you should know what it means to me. Like, I could take a ribbon, but give me a year. Give me a fucking year to be able to get through this season without having my dad around to be able to watch it with me before you start just, like, I had a post about the barges on Facebook and Twitter that I posted, and some asshole just had to say, you know, a Roll Tide. And I'm like, this is not even a football post. And this is why people hate sports fans. That's why everybody says, oh, By the way, you're commentating on sports. You are a fat, unhealthy piece of S. And you probably have never done anything athletic in your life. You may have the what we like to call in the South redneck strength that, yes, you're unhealthy. You might not be able to do a lot of things when it comes to stamina, but if you need that, what we also like to call testosterone jerk on top of the redneck strength, you can lift up anything. Because you know what? Because you're just so goddamn dumb. Your body doesn't even know that, oh, I'm not supposed to be able to pick up stuff this heavy. And guess what? Your body pays for it the next day. And see, now I'm sounding like just a poor loser. And that's not the fact, though. The Gators were down 21-3. You know, we had some pretty lean years there, where the stadium wasn't selling out. I think it was the fourth largest crowd. I think they almost had 91,000 for the game. And everybody was into it. And even though the Gators went down 21-3 in the first quarter, guess what? They came back. They made a game of it. And if it wasn't for one measly point after attempt, we would have been able to tie it. We wouldn't have had to have gone. Well, I shouldn't even say we. But guess what? I spend money. I buy Gator apparel. I do all that stuff, just like in soccer. You know, you know what? I'm not going to feel bad about saying we anymore. You want to know why I'm not going to be like upset about saying we anymore? Because guess what? I'm a big soccer fan. By the way, the only sports team, I had a really jinx weekend when it came to sports. The only one sports team that I support that won this weekend was Manchester United. And that was a hell of a game, beating West Ham. I know a lot of you guys don't give a goddamn about football, English football, or soccer here in America. But that was a great thing. Then I got to see the Dolphins. I cannot even tell you or remember a time where I remember the Dolphins getting shut out, but they did. They got shut out 35-0 against the Bills. And I know my friend Derek is probably listening to this podcast right now. And me and Derek, like, we used to get so angry at this group of people, other students that were Bills fans, that would just bust our balls. The Bills had our number in the 90s. It just sucked. But we did win some of those games. Brian Cox, remember that famous game where Brian Cox came out, was flipping the bird at everybody? I mean, it was such a great rivalry. But I am worried that Tua is going to be hurt. I kind of thought he was a little bit of a paper tiger the way he got hurt with the hip injury. But I hope he does recover, because I do think he is a great quarterback, in my opinion. But that was just a great time. And you know what else I've been listening to? SEC Nation, as well as College Game Day. College Game Day, I don't even know why they were not in Gainesville. I mean, that was a way better game than Penn State versus Auburn. And so SEC Nation, by the way, shout out to the Sexy Savannah. Got a picture with Tim Tebow. I forgot that I actually do have a picture of myself and Tim Tebow together at the Daytona 500. But I guess Gatorland went up there and supplied some of the Gators for the SEC Nation, which is kind of like their version of College Game Day. And it was just a great sight to see. And they did this whole story about Tom Petty. You know, Tom Petty was born in Gainesville, actually worked at the stadium. You also want to know, and this I know this is very, very local, another person that is a Gainesville alumni is the one and only, the greatest broadcaster in Orlando history, the one and only Jim Phillips. Jim Phillips, if I remember correctly, he lived at the stadium itself. He had an apartment at Ben Hill Griffin Stadium. And I don't even know what that was about. But it was cool for them to see, because if you're not a fan of the Florida Gators, they, at the end of the third quarter, they do the Mr. Two bits, four bits, six bits a dollar, all for the Gators. Stand up and holler. I know that it's really, really, you know, but Mr. Two-Bits started doing that. That was just a fan that used to do it all the time, and he ended up doing that. So after that, they start playing Tom Petty's I Won't Back Down. And I think it is a very, very fitting song for them to be able to play. And they did not back down. The Gators did not back down. And I got to tell you, a lot of people are like, well, there are no moral losses. Guess what? Or moral wins. Guess what? While Nick Saban's been in Alabama, he's given up less than one running touchdown per game on average. Okay? You want to know how many the Florida Gators had? They had four over the weekend. So I think the Gators kind of made a case. Even though they lost, they didn't drop in any of the polls. And I'm sorry about getting in on all the sports and stuff. I just, you know, like, I like to be honest. I like to share with you guys. I've shared so much. There's a lot of stuff I have not shared with you. And I eventually will. But I'm trying to play nice with everybody. I really am. You know, I'm not just talking about radio people. I'm talking about family members. I'm talking about friends. It just all around. There's a lot of people that are very, very lucky that I'm kind of being a Zen-type Tuttle. Once again, I'm not trying to be a motivational speaker or anything like that, but what I'm trying to say is that a lot of people just should be praying to God, but even though there isn't one. What I'm trying to say is that you should be praying to God that I'm in a good mood right now. I share a lot of stuff with you guys. I think I kind of proved that the day that I went into the morning show, probably about 45 minutes after I tried to hang myself from a ceiling fan. So I'll leave it at that. That's all I'm saying. That's why I wanted to talk about sports, because I just wanted to share what it's been like having to go through. Because is it about the sport? No, it's about something that me and my dad had a connection with. It's the stuff that we shared from the very, very beginning. I remember going to Gators Dockside back in 1996, watching the Gators beat the Seminoles 52-20 in the national championship game. I remember us beating Ohio State with him. I also remember us beating Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl to win our third national championship. So, yes, it's memories, people, and it's just been a little hard for me, and that's why I wanted to talk about it. Now, I wanted to get into this one story, and I know that everybody has been talking about it, the Gabby Petino. It's a weird pronunciation of the last name. I'm going to play a little bit of this news story, but I also want to talk about this. Like, seriously, though, like, do parents teach their children anymore? And I know that I'm sounding like an old guy when I bring this stuff up, that when, because, you know, I've talked about this a lot. You know, when you're young, you think you are invincible. You know, youth is wasted on the youth. Wisdom is wasted on the older people. It's like, I don't know. It's a really, really big dichotomy when you look at it. But because I would kick myself in the ass. Like, if 16, 17-year-old me would hear me talking right now, they would try to beat the crap out of me. But what I'm trying to say, do parents not just teach common sense to their kids anymore? And I'm not blaming this on Gabby Petino, but I mean, you got to look at warning signs. And I don't want to get into the story that deep until I play the audio, so I'll start and stop it, because, you know, I got to start and stop it, because I can't let it play for too long, because if I do, I'll get copywritten. So let's jump into this audio. And if you don't know much about Gabby Patino, she is, I guess you could call a overhauler. These new type of people that get these vans, they convert them into like glamping type all-terrain vehicles so they can just travel around the whole country. I mean, a lot of people are doing it. Hell, I've even wanted to do it. I've wanted to create a mobile podcasting studio. So it's not like I was coming up with the idea on my own, but this is a big case. And that's the thing about it in the United States. The Americans, I just went, once again, why I didn't get the job in Atlanta. Anyways, back to what I was saying, though. We love a great murder. A murder that just is just so, like, confounding. Like you look at it and you're like, how could you ever think you were going to get away with this? I've talked about this before. The only way you can create or do a perfect murder is to kill a perfect stranger. Not like the TV show with Cousin Belky or whatever. I'm talking about, like, if you've ever had any contact with somebody that has been murdered, you are always going to be on the suspect list. I mean, there's no way around it.
It's the news Gabby Petito's family hoped they'd never hear.
Earlier today, human remains were discovered, consistent with the description of Gabrielle Gabby Petito.
And I'm not trying to be disrespectful to the family because, you know, I just lost my dad. But, I mean, he pretty much died of natural causes. I can't even imagine. I've had friends that I've personally known that have had family members murdered, and I've seen firsthand of what it does to families. It just rips them apart. And the last thing that you want to do, and my dad always told me this, parents should never have to bury their kids or have a funeral or a memorial service or have them cremated. It's just one of those things, but it does happen all the time. Like, see, that's the thing about it. Us as human beings, we're one back to, this is a common theme of a lot of the news stories I talk about, us just being evolved animals. And what I mean by that is that you look all the time in the animal kingdom, I've seen gazelles, water buffaloes, hippos, baby giraffes just being born, and a lion or the African wild dogs or hyenas will be on that newborn like it's nothing. That's why they got to start walking immediately. You know, us as babies, as human babies, we don't start walking. Hell, I don't even know. I'm not even going to make a guess, but I would say like 6, maybe 7 months, kids start trying to walk. Do you know what would happen to baby animals in the wilderness if they waited that long? Oh, the species would completely die out. It's just that we've all become too soft as human beings, and that's why it just takes us longer to be able to learn how to walk. But like I said, you know, I can't even imagine being a parent having to bury or have a funeral for your kid. But back to my original statement is that she went missing, I think, on September 11th. And what, today, 21st? Even if the body had not been chopped up or dismembered or anything like that, if the body was not even buried, it was just left out in the open, you would still be able to, I think at least be able to identify the body. And I think when the FBI guy was talking about, oh, well, we're still waiting, we found an unidentified body. This was in Wyoming. Think about all the wild animals that are out there. You got vultures, condors, you got like foxes, you got wolves, you got grizzlies, you got black bears. You got all types of stuff that could be eating on that body. So that's what I'm trying to bring up. I'm not trying to be shock jocking. I'm not trying to bring that up, but I can understand, because you would think within like a 9 to 10 day period, you would still be able to identify a body.
The FBI saying Sunday night that the body was found near Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming, a spot the 22-year-old and her fiance were planning to visit late last month, according to her mother.
As every parent can imagine, this is an incredibly difficult time for the family.
Gabby's devastated dad posting this picture of his daughter on social media Sunday, writing, "She touched the world."
Now, let me bring up a question. I mean, there are people that just disappear all the time. And I know this is a dumb question, but why is this story getting more attention? Is it because she was a social media, like, darling? I think she has over 1 million Instagram followers, and I think she's got, like, a couple of million on YouTube and stuff. Like, what... Once again, I'm not trying to be like cold-hearted or anything like that, but like, what? Back to what I'm saying. This is how the media works. If this was just a regular person that went missing, this would not be making all the headlines in national news. The only reason that this is making headlines is you, and I know people are going to be pissed at what I'm about to say, is because it is a young 22-year-old white female that is a social media like giant, that is the only reason that this is getting any attention at all. And as we get into this audio story, you're going to understand more and more about what I'm trying to say about this whole situation, and it's going to prove that I'm not trying to be shocking on this whole topic.
Her younger brother expressing his shock on Instagram, writing in part, "I'm at a total loss. My heart is shattered." Petito's parents first reported her missing on September 11th, 10 days after her fiance, Brian Laundrie, returned from their cross-country road trip without her.
Okay, this is something I want to bring up. This is going back all the way to Scott Peterson. You can even include Casey Anthony. I'm talking about the chick out in Arizona that ended up stabbing her boyfriend to death while he was taking a shower and stuff. Rule number one, just hear me out. It's just a very, very simple phrase. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Even if you're married and you got a bunch of kids and you're like, man, this is going to cost me. I'm going to have, and I'm talking from a man's perspective, because I know that I brought up a bunch of women as well too. But as a man, if things are that bad, no matter how much it's going to cost you, guess what we had? Well, they will take your driver's license away for not paying child support and stuff, but I don't think they actually throw you in jail for child support. I could be wrong. But what I'm trying to say is that it's just not worth it. If you're unhappy, and even if you're married and you got a bunch of kids, I'm not saying bail out on the kids, but it's just not worth it. It's not worth it to kill your girlfriend, fiance, or wife, because you want to know why? Boyfriends, fiancés, husbands are always the initial number one suspect. And if you did have something to do with it, you're not getting away with it. I mean, I know Casey Anthony got away with it, but we just had a bunch of dumb F's here in the state of Florida. So what I'm trying to say is that, guys, once again, it's just not worth it. It's the same thing with domestic disputes. Just not worth it. Get the F out of there. You know why? Because 9 times out of 10, you are going to jail, or you're getting asked to leave your own house that your name is on the mortgage of. So So what I'm trying to say is you're not going to get away with, well, OJ got away with it too. See, now I'm just kind of contradicting myself. I really, really am. But, I mean, I think the OJ and the Casey Anthony trial was just an example of how our United States justice system works. But, I mean, it's also gone in the other direction where we have found a lot of innocent people guilty. And that's why I've always believed in the statement. I would rather in a million years let a guilty person go than execute an innocent person.
Her dad previously telling Dateline's Andrea Canning he worried he'd never see his daughter again.
I don't know if I can deal with not having my baby girl back, not holding her again.
Laundrie has refused to speak with investigators, citing advice from his attorney.
I know that this next statement, a lot of people are going to, like, not agree with. But, you know, everybody thinks that if you're not going to talk to authorities or law enforcement, that you're automatically guilty. I used to believe that. I really, really did used to believe that. But after I watched the movie Richard Jewell, that Clint Eastwood directed a couple of years ago. And it was about the security guard that saved a lot of people during the Atlanta Olympic bombing in Centennial Park. They really, really did just give him a complete, absolute screw job. And that's where I believe, like, listen, even if you're innocent, you always say, I want a lawyer. And it's not that you are being, like, showing any sign of guilt. No, not at all. It just shows that you're being smart, because guess what? There's a lot of law enforcement, and I'm not saying all of them. They just want to close a case. Even if you're guilty or not guilty, you always say, I want a lawyer. And let the justice system play out.
And now he's nowhere to be found. His family telling police on Friday he left to go hiking at a Florida wildlife reserve last Tuesday and never returned.
This is another thing, and I don't know if anybody else has brought this up. Okay, there's either two things that have happened. One, the obvious, he's on the run and he knows that he's guilty as hell. Or number two, he knows that he was caught. He went hiking, and he committed suicide out in the woods. Because, I mean, if you really, really wanted to be a dick, and you ended up killing your fiance that was very, very famous, and then you wanted to, like, just screw with everybody's head and make it seem like you were never going to be found, or you're still on the loose, or, like, oh, is he still out there? No, what if this guy just went out? Because the area in Northport that he went is very, very thick with brush. And what I mean by brush is that it's very, very slow moving when it comes to trying to search for things, because it is just thick with palm trees, scrub palms, pine trees. It's just bad. And then you're going to get into water, and it is almost absolutely difficult if you went far enough in the woods and then blew your brains out that they would never find you, because something would either eat you or something like that. So it's kind of like a big, big mind F that you can play on the whole family. Like, oh, I ran off, because nobody's ever going to know. Like, if you really didn't want your body to be found in the state of Florida, I would go to the Ocala National Forest, walk out as far as I could until I couldn't walk anymore, and just pull the trigger. Nobody would ever find you. And I know I can't 100% guarantee that nobody would ever find you, but there's a good chance nobody would ever find your corpse.
Investigators bringing in drones and police dogs over the weekend to look for any sign of the 23-year-old.
There's an enormous amount of pressure, I'm sure, on him to provide answers and what's going on here.
I think our plan for today is to just hang out.
In videos posted during their cross-country road trip over the summer, Petito and Laundry seem to be head over heels in love, but police footage from an incident in Utah appeared to reveal a rocky side to their relationship.
We'd have been fighting all morning, and he wouldn't let me in the car before.
He offered to pay us like $200.
Okay, so this woman's in the middle of it, the $200. We'll get to that, okay? Now, number one, this is what I was talking about. Why do the parents do not teach their kids to be smart, just to have common sense? If you're having a domestic disturbance, that now that they're finding out that there is police body cam footage of, as a father, like, your daughter is a big no. Like, everybody knows her. Everybody knows her because she's got a big following on social media. You as a father, why are you not going out to Utah immediately and telling your daughter to get in the fucking car and I'm bringing you home? I know she's 22, but guess what? They are living in his parents' house, I think, in Northport, Florida. So, like, I mean, as 22-year-olds, you can't claim, like, true independence if you're living at your in-laws or your parents' house. So, why were they ignoring the goddamn warning signs? I'm not trying to blame anybody. And now, this woman that you heard talking, she ended up picking up the fiancé, the one that they're looking for, as a hitchhiker.
To give him a ride.
Police also confirming they spoke to this woman who posted that she picked up Laundry as he was hitchhiking alone at Grand Teton late last month. One of thousands of tips investigators are now combing through as they work to figure out how Gabby Petito's young life was cut short.
And let's be honest, how do you even know, like, if that woman... Because I really don't even know, like, I haven't even seen that video. So who knows if she's even telling the truth, because I've talked about this all the time. Everybody's wanting to be TikTok famous. Everybody's wanting to be Instagram famous. Everybody's wanting to be just social media famous in general. So what I'm trying to say is that how do we know if this bitch is even telling the truth? And I feel absolutely horrible for the family. I really, really do. I cannot even imagine what it's like to lose a child. I'll never be a parent. But I know, like, back to what my dad said, you know, a parent should never have to bury their own kids. That is a pain that just never goes away. Once again, like I said, I know today's show's a little bit shorter, but hey, that's because guess what? No commercial breaks. If you can do me a favor, go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button so you're alerted to anytime I go live or put up any new content. I'll be going live later on tonight at 8 p.m. If you also get a chance, check out my sponsor, Ian Hanna. If you're in the market to buy or sell a house in the Volusia, Flagler, or Brevard counties, or even if you know somebody, tell them to go to IanHannaHomes.com. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketBearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com. Or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two D's .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What? What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.